With the way the world works today, with social media, television, news, and just the way that anything going on in the world today can be covered, many cases from rape to murder to petty crimes, robbery, all of these can be covered. And many of them will be, because that's what sells in the news. When you have this, certain names become more familiar. One that people may recognize is Jodi Arias. Now, what exactly did she do, though? And how did blood analysis help convict her? Hi, I'm Gavin Chondo, and today on Forensic Files, we're going to be looking at the case of Jodi Arias and how bloodstained pattern and analysis was able to help convict her in her crazy story. Now, Jodi Arias is someone that many people may already know. She was a photographer and had been dating a man named Travis Alexander for quite some time. Now, she wound up breaking up with him, but it would seem that they were on and off together, even though they weren't officially boyfriend and girlfriend anymore. At the time, many of their friends had started warning Travis that something was wrong with her. She just wasn't normal and tried to help him stay away and really tried to convince him that it was best just to drop her. However, she would show back up soon and seemed to make quick work of him. She showed up at his home with a knife and pistol and attacked Alexander. His body was found 5 days later in his shower at his house in Mesa, Arizona, by his concerned friends who never heard back from him. His corpse was badly decomposed and already bloated. He had been stabbed over 29 times, shot in the head, and his throat had been slashed from ear to ear. There were cuts on his hands, suggesting that he had tried to defend himself from his attacker. Now, at the time, Arias was immediately a suspect. To this day, she's currently locked up in the Arizona State Prison Complex, where she plans on spending the rest of her life. It's understood that she started her sentence in the jail's maximum security loan unit. Now, repeatedly, she's gone back and forth between different trials trying to get different sentences, but nothing's happened to her avail. Reportedly, only one juror stood between a life sentence and the death penalty for Arias' trial. They said, 11 of us strive for justice for Travis, but to no avail. And it seems that most of the group absolutely thought that the punishment should be death. Now, when she was arrested and quizzed by the cops, she first spun a home invasion story. She said that two unknown intruders had come in and murdered Travis and had decided to let her live, and she didn't go to the police because she feared that they would come back for revenge against her. After time went on, though, she admitted that she was the killer, but she had only been acting in self-defense. She said that it was in order to defend herself because he had been verbally and physically abusive the entire time they were in a relationship. Arias will be serving a life sentence and will not be released from prison. She's been sentenced without the possibility of parole. Now, when looking at how blood analysis comes into play, when they started analyzing the scene, it was found that there was another person's DNA mixed in to the blood pool. Jodi was found to have cuts on her as well, as if there had been some sort of struggle to where she would have been bleeding. When they did DNA analysis, it compared it to hers, it was a match. There were also parts of her palm prints that were left in the blood. To tie all of it together, there's also a camera that was left there that had pictures of both of them together on that day. So, with everything that the blood showed, it showed that she was there from the print, showed DNA-wise that she was there, and it showed in those explicit pictures on the camera that she was there as well. So all of it tied in together. It was very well easily said that she was there, and she admitted that she had been the one to kill him. And the amount of times that she would go through and change her story to different reporters every time she was on trial, it seemed that things just kept changing over and over and over. So why exactly would it be changing First, it seemed that there was no involvement, and then there was involvement, and then to what degree does the story just become unbelievable? It seems that we may never know what exactly happened, but we can make pretty good assumption due to blood analysis.